Morning, wake up HCC. It is Cris Oviedo today on this beautiful Tuesday. It is April. What's today? Today is April the 9th. Yeah. It's crazy to
think
that.
We're already there.
Yeah, April the 9th. And, you know, it's a beautiful day. It feels very close to summer, in my opinion. And I think that's the one concern and that's the one complaint I have with Maryland is like, we don't get a real spring, right? I was enjoying the last few days where we had the cool mornings, the cool evenings, and the nice warm days. I had no problems with that.
It's kind of just hit the pedal and went straight to summer.
But now it's just going straight to summer, which is typical Maryland, yes. I think, right? And this morning, Brendan and I have a very special guest here in our studio. She is a friend of our station. I think we can say that now safely, right?
You can.
And this is Kelly Simoneau, and she's the director of the Department of Housing and Community Development here in Howard County. How are you this morning?
I'm great, thank you.
Thank you for coming in. I really appreciate that you're here with us this morning, Kelly. And I bring you often because there is this one great program that you guys offer that is open right now, and we're going to talk all about that. But I would like to start today getting to know my friend Kelly a little bit better. You know, I want to know a little bit more about you. I want to know how you got to be, you know, in the housing department and doing all the great things that you guys are doing over there for Howard County. And were you born here? You know, just tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'll share a few things. So I moved to Howard County when I was 10. I'm a graduate of Athelton High School.
Okay.
And then I left the county for a while, and I worked in Montgomery County for about 23 years in the mortgage lending business. And in 2008, as many of you may remember, or some of our young viewers may not, but that was a crash in the mortgage industry. So it was time for me to look for something else. Yeah. And so I looked into options, and housing has always been a passion of mine, and how to help people become homeowners, how to have people live in the communities that they work in. And so I looked into the Howard County Department of Housing. I was hired in 2008 as the Moderate Income Housing Unit Coordinator, and in 2016 I was promoted to the Director of the Department. So I have been with the department 11 years now, mm-hmm. and I really enjoy working with the families here to help them become homeowners or renters here in the county, because the county has so much to offer.
It really does. And, you know, it's funny because at the time that you were in the real estate business, I was also in the real estate business. I was a realtor.
Yes.
So, you know, I got very, very familiar with short sales. And I mean, it was such a change overnight. Like, it really felt like overnight. And I've also obviously moved on to other things, right? And I have to say, you have to have a passion. You have to have a passion. I loved working with clients. I loved showing them homes. I loved how much I was learning about Maryland just through that, you know, just through showing houses, through going out to different locations and different neighborhoods. And it's just so beautiful around here in Maryland. But you have to have a passion, because it takes a certain type of person to be able to. First, it's very law inclined, which a lot of people don't realize, mm-hmm. right? How much law it's really in the real estate business. And then to be able to deal with the different inspections and everything else that comes with a purchase of a home. So it's not necessarily the easiest of process, but when you have a good realtor behind mm-hmm. you, it makes it that much better. And then when there's programs like this program that you're going to talk to us about this morning, and when there's institutions like the one that you represent who are there to protect the buyers and to really protect the sellers at the end of the day, sure. to make sure that it's fair for everybody, I think it just brings the transparency into the whole situation and the whole transaction altogether, and it gives you a good feel, you know?
Sure.
So tell us a little bit in general what your department does before we go into the program that you have.
So one of the things I just want to add to what you were just talking about is, following the mortgage crisis in 2008, what we've learned is that buyers need to be educated. And that's one of the main goals that the department works on. We offer a home buyer workshop the second Saturday of each month. It's a 6-hour class. And then the buyers, potential buyers, also have to have a one-on-one counseling with a credit counseling agency. Because education is critical to helping buyers make the right decision. And as you said, it's a very complicated process. If you're a first-time home buyer, you may not understand all the things that need to happen.
Right.
So to have that education is critical. Also, we have seen a lot of people are still recovering from credit mistakes that they've made in the past, and they need more intensive credit counseling. And we also offer a program, a five-week program for potential buyers, even renters that need assistance with cleaning up their credit. How do they attack that? How do they improve it so that they can go out and rent or buy a home here in the county?
And, you know, it's I'm really glad that you brought that, because one of the things that I always found with the clients that I had is that, yes, they did not understand the process. And when you come from a background like mine, I'm from Ecuador, it is not like this at all, right? It's like whether it's you have to apply for a loan, but it's not a mortgage loan necessarily. It's a loan that's not very different from any other loan here. The mortgage process can be very different from other personal loans, from credit cards, and you know, there's other different types of loans out there. And so when you have minorities, you know, when you're representing people from other countries like I am or I was. That's what drove me into the real estate business. I was trying to buy a house and I was just not understanding. And I consider myself to be educated. And, you know, I graduated from high school, had some college already. I was going to college here. So I considered that I knew how the system worked and that I could understand it. And yet I found myself so lost on that first try when I went to try to buy a house and you know, just get my family settled. I was really, really lost. They were talking to me about, you know, the word mortgage itself was a word that was not in my vocabulary. It was just not something that I understood what it was. I mean, when they said you need a mortgage, I was like, where do I buy one of those? what does it look like, right?
So you are experiencing what many families here. We do have a foreign-born population here who want to own their own homes or want to rent a home here. And things that I take for granted, knowing what a mortgage is, knowing what an interest rate is, knowing payments and escrows, for people who are not from here, it is more challenging. So that's why the education piece that the department provides is so very important.
Right. And then even for those who are born here, that financial education, that budgeting, that, you know, learning how your money works and the ratios, you know, the ratios of if I make this much money, I probably don't want to buy a house that's going to take away this much, you know, much more than this from my paycheck, because then I'm going to be in a bad situation. I mean, I think that that's just information that an education that everybody can benefit from, not just people who come from other countries.
Agreed.
And so that's great. So let's repeat that just for everybody. Maybe somebody missed it or is just connecting. We are live on our radio station and also on Facebook. So you said you guys have seminars. And they are financial seminars or?
So we have our first-time homebuyer workshop the second Saturday of each month. It's a 6-hour class, and it's followed up by a 2-hour one-on-one with a credit counselor. And that's every month on the second Saturday. And then from that class, we also identify people who may need more intensive credit counseling. And we have a program that we can offer to them. It's a 5-week class where they work one-on-one with a credit counselor to address their specific credit needs. And again, it could be just because they want to rent their first home here, even before they buy their first home here. So that is one of the things that we're very adamant about, is offering opportunities for education.
And I am glad that you mentioned the word renters. And I think it's time, you know, I know we could continue the conversation about, you know, education and all that, because and maybe, you know, we should bring you up another day and we can just concentrate on that. But today we're here to talk about it's called the MIHU, Moderate Income Housing Unit Program. Right. And that's a program that's people can actively participate of right now. They can apply for it right now and through April 30th. And I think it's a wonderful program because it takes into consideration both renters and homeowners. And I think that that's great that we are plugging that in to make sure that people understand that this is not just for homeowners, because many times we think of housing and we think of owning a home. We tend to forget about renting. So can you tell us a little more about what the program is?
Right. So the rental program is that when new developments are built, builders are required to set aside 10 to 15% of their units for the Moderate Income Housing Unit Program. And what that means is those 10 to 15% of the units are priced at an affordable price. So we have some new communities that are being built right now. one in Elk Ridge, Hanover, Ellicott City, and these are brand new communities. And in those communities will be at least 10% of the units will be affordable. That means the rents will be at least $400 a month less than the market rents.
That's significant.
So for someone who has a car payment or a student loan payment, right, that is going to make the difference between them being able to, you know, move out of their parents' home or not have roommates potentially to have their own place to rent. And one of the things that happened last year, 2 years ago, some of the communities started offering studio apartments. And we have a community in Annapolis Junction that offers a studio apartment for $1,170 per month, and that includes utilities. And so for a young person to be able to rent their own place for a little less than $1,200 a month is now a viable option for them.
Here in Howard County.
Yes.
Know, because Howard County is one of those counties where people think it's completely far away unless you have a certain type of income.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have something here that our county executive, Calvin Ball, said. He says, I believe that living in a diverse community benefits all of us. And there's two things that I would like to unpack from that, if we can. He talks about diversity, right? How is housing and diversity, how do they come together? Why is he mentioning this?
Well, what we talk about is we don't want a community of only affluent people. So when we talk about diversity, we talk about people that rent, people that buy, young people, seniors, families, single moms with children. That's what we're talking about when we talk about diversity within our housing, because all of those groups help to make our communities better.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So he says that on there, and it says, you know, like you just said, it benefits all of us. So how does that diversity benefits all of us? How does it make us better?
Well, you know, our young people have ideas that maybe I wouldn't consider. Our seniors have a tremendous amount of experience that might help with a problem. We all have a voice that we can contribute to the conversation, and it's important that we don't just have housing that's for just one income level.
Mm-hmm.
The area median income here in Howard County is almost $112,000. That means half the families earn less and half the families earn more. And it's really important for us to help provide opportunities for the families who earn less, because we cannot just have housing and opportunities for people who earn more. And one of the other things is we want to encourage people who work here to be able to live here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's more difficult when you make less than the median income.
Right.
A lot of people who make those higher incomes tend to commute outside of our community. And what we want to do is encourage people to live within our community, participate in our community, take advantage of all the wonderful resources that we have here.
Absolutely. So taking that in consideration, you know, let's talk about how the MIHU is helping, you know, keep that diversity and keep housing affordable here in Howard County.
So for the MIHU program, for the renting program, you earn between $40,000 and $65,000 per year as an individual or a family, and you will qualify for a moderate income housing unit rental.
Mm-hmm.
If you earn between $65,000 and $90,000 approximately, you will qualify for a homeownership unit. And what that means is our homeownership units are about $150,000 less than the market rate units. So for a family who cannot afford a $500,000 home, they may be able to afford a $325,000
right.
home.
Right.
And so this allows us to incorporate working families, working individuals into all of our communities, and the homes are exactly the same. The rental units are exactly the same, all the same amenities. If you have garage parking, if there's a dog park, if there's a community center, all of those things are accessible to the renters and the homeowners. And if you're in a homeownership community, your home looks exactly like everyone else's home. You just have been given a benefit of paying less for that home. The critical thing with our program is those units stay affordable in perpetuity. That means forever. So that home and that rental unit are always going to be affordable for the next income eligible family.
Okay. So if, say, the family buys the home right now and 5 years later, they're in a better position, they decide to go to a different home and they want to sell that house. So at that point, the price would also be I guess, under the guidelines of the MIHHU program?
That's correct. We recalculate the new affordable price. They do get some appreciation, and that is their money to go and purchase another home. But it is at a new affordable price so that another family can take advantage of that opportunity.
Fantastic. So for the rental program, before we go into the home ownership one, for the rental program, let's say a person comes, applies. I'm sure that they have to show, you know, like taxes. I mean, what does that process look like for the application itself?
So for the rental program, we ask that applicants go right to the rental communities. We do have a flyer on our website that shows where all the communities are, because each community has their own eligibility criteria, such as credit and past landlord history and things. So you will actually go to the communities, fill out the MIHU application at the community. You'll provide your W-2s, your pay stubs, your tax returns. They will qualify you based on our guidelines, and then they will rent the unit to you at the price set by the department.
Okay, wonderful. So there's specific properties. There's a specific communities that they can go. It's not like you get qualified and you can just go find a rental anywhere in Howard County, correct?
Right. So these were all at one point new communities. So there's about 25 communities now that have MIHU rental units in them. We have three that are under construction right now that we'll have about another 80 to 90 new units coming up this year for people who are interested in renting.
And one difference that I think I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the rental program is a program people can apply for year-round, whereas the home ownership program only is a certain periods of time.
That's correct. So rentals, you can go to the rental communities anytime during the year. They typically maintain waiting lists so that when someone moves out, you can move into those units. And that is year-round because, things change.
Right.
Rentals, people move on. One of the great things about our program is you can be renting an MIHU rental while you're in the database waiting for homeowners. So you can be advantage of that reduced rental and being able to maybe save some funds for closing. Mm-hmm. And then so that you're preparing for homeownership, you can be taking the classes while you're renting an apartment to help better prepare you for homeownership.
Absolutely. So let's move on to the homeownership program. Having worked in the industry, I know that to apply for a loan, you need a number of documents and you need to show a number of things, right? Is that the same when people are coming and applying through the MIHU?
So we are not as detailed as a mortgage lender because they, of course, are the ones lending the money to you. However, we do, again, collect three pay stubs, W-2s, tax returns. We also, for the homeownership program, do look at assets. Some families do have a significant amount of assets, and we have to make sure that they don't have enough assets to pay market price for the home because these homes, this is a limited supply, and we want to make sure that they go to the families who meet the criteria. We do run credit. We do pre-qualify all potential buyers. We do offer units to potential buyers. Some might say, no, I don't want to be in Ellicott City. I want to be in Elk Ridge because my child is in school in Elk Ridge or vice versa. Mm-hmm. So it's a choice. So we do have, when we have units that become available, we let potential buyers that know that in our database that there are potential units, they may qualify. And are they interested?
Okay. So once they're qualified for the MIHU program, do they still have to go and qualify for a mortgage? So is it two separate processes?
It is. And they don't go and qualify for a mortgage until we award them a unit. Until they have selected the unit in Elk Ridge that's built by, for example, Lennar or Ryan or whatever unit they've chosen, once they've selected a unit and have been awarded, we typically have more buyers than units, so we use a lottery process. So if we have two units to award and we have 10 people, we'll pull lottery names, and we do lotteries all year long to award those homes, and all of those people are pre-qualified. And then the two that were chosen get to go and write a contract with the builder. At that time, then they go and get their mortgage financing.
Okay, great. So once they have a unit is when they need to start looking into financing.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So let's stop and backtrack for a moment, because we said that you can only apply for the program a couple times, but then we said that you award homes year-round. So let's break that up a little bit and let's make sure that people understand that correctly.
Sure. So we accept applications four times a year, January, April, July, and October. That means we applications get turned into our office. We have an online application from our website, so people now don't even have to come to the office to drop it off or mail it, so it can be done online. But we receive about 100 applications every open enrollment period. So if we award, last year we awarded about 30 homes. So if you get 400 applications in a year, that's a lot of applications to look through, credit qualify. Sometimes there are applicants who have credit challenges. Then we then refer them to our credit counseling program so that they can get ready for the next time there's opportunities.
Right.
So it's really good that even if you have some credit challenges to apply so that we can help you prepare for home ownership.
And I'm so glad that you said that because I know many times we disqualify ourselves, right? Many times, and not just from housing, but like from many situations, right? We're the first ones to say, no, you can't do that or that's not for you. Or so I'm glad that you're bringing that up because I think just as important as it is to be ready, it's important to understand what that means.
Right.
And how to get there and how to prepare yourself for that.
One of the things we talk to people about is, you know, once you're a homeowner, you have to cut the grass. Mm-hmm. You have to clean the gutters. If the sink clogs up, you have to call a company to unclog the sink. It's no longer calling a landlord. And so the process of the home buyer education that we do is from the beginning of pre-qualifying for a home, going through the home inspection, writing a contract, how to get your financing, going to closing, what happens after you become a homeowner, because there's a lot of things that happen after you become a homeowner.
Right. And I'm you know, it's nice to paint that full picture so that you have a good understanding, because when you rent, there's many things, as you just said, that I've taken care for you, right? That you don't have to worry about. And I know in the wintertime, Brendan and I were talking about it, and I was like, I was telling him, I was out shoveling, and he was like, oh, they just came and plowed everything for me.
Yeah, privileges of being a renter. You don't have to worry about it.
I was like, well, it must be nice to be you, right?
Yes.
But, you know, it is a process. It is a mindset change also. It's, as you were saying, it's taking that full responsibility for that house. It's not just that mortgage payment. It's everything else that comes with the house.
But homeownership has so many advantages. Of course, there are tax advantages, but also families then get to be vested in their communities. Their children get invested in the sports in that area or the after-school programs, and the parents may get involved with PTA and things of that nature. So it really does help us create a more vibrant community when we have homeowners with renters.
You feel more rooted. Yes. I think it's what it is. You know, like you said, it's you're invested more into it. When you're renting, it's not that you can't get to the level because you could, but when it's your house and you know that it's yours unless you decide to sell it, there is a difference. Just a different feeling altogether. So there's three important dates coming up this month for people who want more information and want to get it firsthand, because I know some people, you know, you said that you guys have made it very friendly for people to go online, and I'm sure that a lot of people appreciate that, but there's other people like myself, I prefer to go and talk to somebody. So
we really encourage people, even if you do apply online, we really do encourage people to come to the workshops. There's, like you said, firsthand information, a presentation about how the program works, what are your responsibilities, what are the landlord or the builder's responsibilities, how it works, what the process is, how the lottery process works, when you can apply. There's so much, and to be able to ask your specific questions to the person presenting the information is invaluable to people, and you don't get that by applying online or reading our information on the website.
Absolutely. To talk to somebody, if you have a very specific question, that gets lost many times in the web world, right?
Right. A lot of people think that if they've owned a home before, they can't purchase. Mm-hmm. And as long as you don't currently own a home, you can purchase here in the county. And so someone who maybe lived in another state or in another county might think, I'm not eligible because I've already owned a home, and that's not the case.
Okay.
So that's one of the things that we clear up. But again, it has to be your primary residence, and you have to agree to live there as your primary residence, but you don't have to be a first-time home buyer.
Okay.
And one of the other things that we do is the county has a program where we can assist with down payment and closing costs, because the down payment is a 3% and the closing costs are typically about 3.5%, can be very expensive. So if you're looking at, you know, a $300,000 home, you're looking at about $9,500 in cash investment from you, and that is usually a barrier for first-time home buyers. So the county has a program where we can assist with down payment and closing costs. It is a loan against the property. It's paid back when you sell, but there's no payments while you live in the home.
Okay.
So that's an opportunity for families to actually be able to realize home ownership.
Is there an interest attached to it?
There is interest. It's 2% below the first mortgage rate. So if your first mortgage rate is 4.5%, the interest on that is 2.5%.
Well, right now is the time to do it. Yeah. The interest rates are fantastic.
Yes.
So it is definitely the time
so
to do it.
If cash is something that you think you can't get home ownership because you don't have a lot in savings, if you have $1,000 saved up, you would be eligible for requesting the assistance with the down payment and closing costs.
That's great. So let's talk about the three dates. We have our April 17th, and April 17th is for renters.
Correct.
Correct. So
yes.
That's the Renters Information Workshop, and can you tell us the details on that one?
Right. So our workshops are held at our Patuxent Woods Drive office, which is off of Broken Land Parkway. The workshop is at 6 p.m. It is free. It's open to the public. We do ask that you register on the links that are on our website, just so we have an idea of how many are coming. Our room holds 60, so we try to make sure we have a seat for everybody. And that is on April the 17th at 6 p.m. And then we have our two homebuyer workshops on April 18th and April 25th. And we do two of those because we typically have a lot more than 60 people interested in home ownership, and we need to have two dates.
Right. And where can people register for the
events? They can register right on our website. And
okay.
There's a link as soon as you open the county's website and go to the housing department. It is the first screen that pops up, and you can click on the link and register for both one and check those out.
Okay. And then the homeownership ones, those are on?
April 18th and April 25th, also at 6 p.m. and also at our home, at our office on Patuxent Woods Drive.
Have you guys been there for long at Disney
World? We have not. We moved there in July.
That's what I thought. I was walking by around that neighborhood the other day, and I noticed you guys were there. And I was like, I don't think you guys were here all this time.
No, July. All of the county agencies that work in the health and human services field are all co-located now at the Community Resources Campus on Patuxent Woods Drive, so that families that maybe need assistance through Community Action Council with maybe paying an electric bill, or through our Department of Community Resources because their parents are aging and they need assistance with that, people can come to one location and contact all the agencies there. And just recently, the Department of Social Services moved in February.
Mm-hmm.
And also our nonprofit collaborative is there, which has many of the nonprofits here in Howard County.
Yeah, it's a little great little corner. I was there with HopeWorks because they're one of our partners.
Yes.
We produced a show with them, and they're right there. And that's, it was such a beautiful day. I just had to take a stroll before heading back to the rest of my responsibilities.
Sure.
And that's when I noticed a lot of you guys are there now. So, which makes it a lot easier. It makes a lot of sense.
Right.
It makes
For residents to have to go around from place to place and take different bus rides, or if they have children or if they have a mobility impairment, to be able to go to one place and get the information they need or the help that they need is really helpful to those families.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So let's just, before we wrap it up, I just want to remind everybody. So renters program, renters can apply at any time of the year.
That's correct.
Okay. But then homeowners, you have for this period, you have four times a year. This period is open right now through April 30th.
And then the next one will be July.
Mm-hmm. And the next one will be July. So if you have questions, if you have, if you're considering renting or buying here in Howard County and you think, maybe it's not for me, maybe I'm not ready, maybe it's too expensive, whatever questions you have, whatever hold up you have, right? I'd really highly encourage you to take advantage of this program, take advantage of the opportunities of the workshops. And like Kelly was saying, it's, you don't have to be ready to come in. Actually, I think that I would like to encourage people who are not ready and who feel that are not ready to come in, because even if you come in and you find out that, in fact, there's things that you need to work on, guess what? Now you have a plan. Now you have a partner, somebody to work with, somebody who can teach you, how to get there, how to get ready, how to get everything that you need in order to become either a renter in Howard County or a homeowner. Because like what Kelly was saying, what better thing to live work and play here in Howard County, not just have to commute to work, but actually just be part of the community. I think it just makes your experience and your family, I mean, your commute time, if you can reduce that, that means more family time. And right. I think at the end of the day, everybody can appreciate that. Right.
And there's no, we don't get upset if you come in and it's not the program for you. You may leave with one or two valuable pieces of information that help you make your plans. So you can come and you may decide Howard County, this is not where you want to rent or buy, and that's right. Okay. But you will leave with at least one or two pieces of useful information that will help you decide what your next steps are.
Absolutely. So, Kelly, we want to thank you. That's all the time we have in our broadcast. We'll stay on Facebook a little bit in case somebody has questions for us. But thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Stay with us on Facebook. Razzle Dazzle is up next on our station. Have a wonderful Tuesday and enjoy the weather.